You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. Francine Reed grew up in a musical family and got started as a professional singer here in the Valley. But her prominence and notoriety really began to rise in the 1980s when she first teamed up with Lyle Lovett. She still performs and tours with Lovett and his band on a regular basis, but she's back in Phoenix right now for her own project, a new CD called Wild Hearted Woman, and she's with me to talk about it. Francine, how young were you when you knew you were a singer, when it really brought you joy?
When I could talk, I could sing. I come from a singing family of seven children. Being the baby girl, I always could sing. I didn't always know that I could sing the way I sing today. I have friends to tell me, do you know what you have? And I'm going, I just sing. It's a gift. And if you will, a gift from God. I was born with this. And when I was in second grade, I remember the teacher goes around the room and asks all the kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I always said nurse. But I could sing, but I didn't realize it. So it was well into probably high school or beyond that I knew I had a special kind of passion.
What's it like to have a singing family? I mean, is there the feeling that that's just a natural thing for all of you? Is there more pressure because other people actually have talent in your family?
We thought every family could sing, actually, because we could. And again, you know, it's like breathing for us. Hallelujah. Though we have sometimes not always sang what we wanted to sing or the way we want to sing, we always considered music a special thing that would get us from one place to another.
Sometimes artists will talk about that aha moment where something just felt right. And not just as a singer, but where you felt like your career had some kind of trajectory. And for a lot of people, they'll cite your work with Lyle Lovett for that. Did you feel like that was a turning point for you, where it just became where, okay, I've got this talent and now other people are really recognizing it on a big scale?
No, I never thought that.
Honey, bring me the paper, pour me a beer, and turn on the TV, sweep up over here. You can tell me you love me, to put off my blues. But what do you do when it quits being new? Now you be home for supper and don't slam that door. And you better
just grateful.
Be sober, man.
You know, being with Lyle, no, there's no aha. I never planned my career. Everything just happened for me. And I know that's hard to believe, but it's the truth. There was not a plan. There was no plan to move to Arizona. I just moved because my sisters and them moved, and we're a close family. And I sang with Lyle because they asked me to come to the studio one day. I didn't know what was going to happen after that. Next thing I know, he's got me on Austin City Limits, and we're doing records, and we're traveling the world. But this was not a plan.
Did you know that when you first played music with Lyle, did you know the two of you were clicking on that level? Did that feel right?
I did know that. He did know that too.
Okay.
He has a special gift to always know exactly what he wants and how he wants it. I, on the other hand, do not. Again, all this was a plan from the beginnings, and I know who planned it, and it wasn't me.
I've been down this dusty road with no one to share my load, but I know it's all about you.
I know people are really cynical about, not about music, but they're cynical about the music industry. Did you have any bumps in the road musically, though, where you felt like, you know, this is what I should be doing, but boy, some days it's just too tough?
No. The only times I felt it was tough is when sometimes you don't get paid or there was a threat that you didn't get paid for what you were doing. I think in the music business, just think positive. You know, I've been with like three or four record companies. They've all gone over within 6 months after I got with the record companies. At least it gives me a chance to be heard and maybe make people feel better. And I've been told from time to time, this song has turned my life around. Or this song, you know, makes me feel good every time I play it. This is what I'm after. Yeah. I didn't think I was going to make money in this business. I'd heard too many stories.
Is there a song that from your career that you love that maybe gets less attention, that's one that you really love to sing, really gets you going even more than others?
People who write songs for me are probably my favorite ones. And there's a writer in Atlanta, Mr. Marvin Taylor, wrote a song called I'm a Handful.
Little Red Rooster told me.
I consider myself a handful.
You seem pretty easygoing to me. How would you define a handful?
Yeah, that's just on the surface. Thanks.
You're a handful, meaning that you want things to be the best, or a handful in other ways?
I'm a handful because it's a lot more to it than you can see.
It's Here and Now on KJZZ. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix, talking with the legendary Francine Reed. Her newest CD is called Wild-Hearted Woman. And Francine, I wanted to ask you about that because we're talking about being a handful. Wild-Hearted Woman comes with sort of the same sort of tone. What's that song like? We're going to hear a little bit of it, but how would you describe that song, how you sing it, its flow?
You know, I've been a wild woman for a very long time. I've been the wild woman for a long time. Someone here in Phoenix 40-some years ago introduced me to a song called Wild Women Don't Get the Blues, which has been kind of my signature song. So Jennifer Bone and Andy Gonzalez wrote this song, Wild Hearted Woman. It has a southern kind of feel. My mom is from New Orleans, and I've moved to Atlanta because I want to feel that southern thing. When I moved to Atlanta 24 years ago, I can't believe it was that long ago I left Phoenix. And this song just grabs me. It speaks to me.
We always talk about how, as we grow, we get wiser, hopefully. Have you noticed, has that affected your singing? Do you know yourself even better, and does that help you with your music choices? Does it help you when you perform?
Thank goodness age and time gives you a little more wisdom, even musically and passionately, because it all goes together. Mm-hmm. So as you grow older, for most of us, we try to gain information and learn from mistakes and learn more about people as you go along, meaning usually the other sex, the other side. And, of course, I still sing a lot of songs that, you know, brings up women and not necessarily puts down men, but puts them in a different place or puts them in the place where they need to be. So I find myself doing a lot of that. And those are the kind of songs that I seem to be able to grab a hold of, gritting my teeth.
Better than you used to?
Oh, much better.
Even though you've built this great career and you haven't lived here in almost a quarter century, like you said, is there something about, do you have fond memories of Phoenix as far as music goes, as far as the music scene? Did you feel like this was where you caught the fire?
This was where I caught the fire, and I caught it from the musicians here in Phoenix. When we came to Phoenix, a lot of people weren't into singers singing, and we found ourselves, my sister, the late, great Margot, we found ourselves asking to sit in at clubs, and they wouldn't let us sit in, and we would sit at our table and sing. And then the people around us would insist that the band let us get up and sing. By that token, these musicians just really embraced us and gave us all so much knowledge. I mean, friends, you know, these musicians would say, you're going to be going somewhere one day. I know you are. And no one's going to turn the mic on for you. Things like this. They would give you information. Teach me songs. Have me realize what it is to be a professional, real professional singer. And I learned all of that right here in Phoenix, Arizona. And then I took it to the world.
The legendary Francine Reed, her latest CD is called Wild Hearted Woman. You can go to the CD release concert. It's coming up Saturday night at Pranksters 2 in Scottsdale. Show opens at 8. Doors open at 7.
Doors
Francine,
open at 7.
Honor to meet you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Steve.
I'll take care of you.